dinner hall of life.
We come around, everything shut down.
But the summer is gone.
To the Inner Ho Uprising!
The uprising of the innermost hoes.
Yeah!
I'm Sam.
I'm Shanika.
We're Slam Path Productions. Enough about us. This is the podcast about sex, love, and dating.
From the perspective of two black feminist women in New York City getting it in.
Nueva York.
Spiritually.
That was my Bloombish translation.
Your Bloombish?
My Michael Bloomberg Spanish translation.
Okay. He sucks.
Very diverse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, that's the podcast. If you want to follow along to what we're saying, you can do that on Twitter or whatever the fuck at hashtag Interho Uprising.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We check it.
We do.
Sam does.
I do.
Sam knows what's happening.
I do it while I take a shit. I'm like, oh, well, yeah, real funny comment. Thank you. our hoe of the week this week is Twitter user Call Me Wilsar.
Thank you.
She is the supporter of at support Black Pod, BLK for Black. And yeah, she was like, I started listening to Inner Hall Uprising and I'm obsessed. And she was like, hashtag support Black Podcast.
Yeah.
That's why we like her. She likes us and she likes other Black podcasts.
Exactly.
Just like us.
So if you want to be hoe of the week,
you gotta be just like us.
Exactly.
Bae of the week?
Us.
Oh, I thought we made it Viola Davis.
I was just kidding. Bae of the week is Viola Davis. Mm-hmm. So she is my queen.
and I cater her. Catered
so,
her.
So she's, one, she's amazing. Mm-hmm. She's Annalise Keating.
Mm-hmm.
She's Viola Davis.
Mm-hmm.
If you read, I found this dope interview and she's just had a life that's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And she's also going to be in fucking Suicide Squad.
Can't wait.
Which is going to be a sexually delicious film.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to see her in it. And I can't wait to be her.
One day.
Have her inside of me, one would say.
Can't wait to wear her skin.
Funny.
Self-care tip of the week, take a fucking nap. Why
fucking
are we rambling? Because we're all tired.
Yeah.
So fuck you guys. I mean, take a nap. All right, so we're going to go on to our first segment. Fuck it, but first,
message from our sponsors.
A Minute for Running.
Educated Running is an online-based running service that can provide you with training from virtually anywhere, anytime. We're currently doing a 3-month trial with their online training service, and we're going to tell you about how it's been going for us.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm finally like an active person. Wake up, work out, on with my day.
It's great because Educated Running offers you all of these mental services and advice. If you would like to sign up for Educated Running, they offer 3 services. The first is online training. Online training will provide you with a designated running coach who will log your workouts online bi-weekly. That is for $100 a month. For $100 an hour, you can do their private session, which is an in-person meet with a coach in which they will track your pace and give you tips on things like running form. Third is mental training, which is also $100 an hour, and that's an in-person, online, or phone-based session in which a coach qualified in sports psychology will teach you techniques to get a mental edge on running. So we are offering a 15% discount on all of the aforementioned products. To sign up for any of these products, go to educatedrunning.com, navigate to the products page in the menu, click the product you want, and when prompted to do so, enter the promo code INNERHODISCOUNT. No spaces, all caps. Now back to our regularly scheduled program.
Yeah!
Remix! Drop a bomb on it.
Welcome to the new version of Fuck It.
Oh, shit.
This segment, instead of a main topic, we're going to interview some badasses.
Badasses.
About their clitorises.
Which is the main topic still, but
yeah. Yeah. Today we have a clitmeal.
Clitmeal!
Yeah! Damn, son. Where did you find that?
Oh, that's good. Wow.
Welcome to the show.
The drop.
Welcome to the show, clitmeal.
All right, clit meal. How's your clit doing today? What's it looking like?
She's doing good. She's just hanging in there.
That's good. Glad she's not hanging out there, you know?
Have you always identified her as a she?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
My clit was a man at some point.
Mr. Clit. At what age would you say you discovered your clit?
The first time I discovered it, and how amazing it was.
Yes.
Hey.
when I was 18 or 19.
Okay.
Wow.
Was it by yourself or with somebody else?
It was by myself. I remember I was like, I think that was like my first time I'd gotten like drunk or something. Mm-hmm. Then I got home and I think I like accidentally like brushed it or something like that. And I was like, wait a minute, this feels great.
Yep.
Then ever since then, we've been best friends.
That was my story too, but I was like 5. Like, oh, shit.
I was fresh out the womb.
Exactly.
And so, when you guys are being, like, besties and hanging out, what do you guys do together?
Clit meal and clit time.
Yeah.
Well, I really like to... I don't know, wait. I don't really understand the question.
That's fine. I was surprised that you were ready to answer. So...
Just asking nothing.
What I meant was like when you're what kind of things do you like to do to your clit sexually?
Okay. I like to like rub it, I guess. If I'm with someone else, I guess I like for them to like suck on it.
Hey.
That feels amazing.
Is there
not too hard.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is there anything that's too much?
Yeah.
Like that you can't deal with?
Yeah, somebody's, like, sucking too hard or being, like, too rough.
Give me that clit.
I guess.
Take it away.
Yeah, because clits are very sensitive.
Yes,
they are.
How many nerves do we have in our clit, Shanika?
A lot.
Oh,
I don't remember.
I thought it was 8,000.
I was thinking 8,000, but I don't want to spread lies, you know?
I'll just edit it in later. 65. No. So if you don't mind sharing... Well, how would you describe your clit visually? Physically?
I think, mine is the kind, because I know, like, different sometimes, like, women, their vagina kind of looks like a flower sometimes. Like, mine is inside for the most part.
Okay, I see what you're talking about.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So mine... Yeah.
Innies, outies, and in-betweenies.
Yeah, I don't really know how to explain it. Small, or no, it's like probably medium size.
I don't know. I don't think we have a scale for like clit sizes.
Yeah, I don't.
We might have to develop one though.
Yeah. I don't know how long the longest clit is.
You yeah, you're mean? Right. And like when does a clit become a micropenis, you know?
The microclit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really know how to describe how it looks. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes. I guess.
That's the perfect description.
That's
all
it.
We need. Clit meal has a beautiful clit.
Yeah.
That's why they call me Clit Meal.
Exactly.
The they being us as of today.
But everyone else in the world when they hear this.
Yeah.
All right. So right now we have Flava. Flava's going to tell us about her clit. Clit or clitoris? Which do you prefer to call it? Or what do you call it?
Oh, clit.
Okay.
All right.
Nice and simple. Short, sweet, and to the point. And how's your clit doing? How's your clit doing today?
It is doing quite well. I didn't get to use it last night because I went to bed early.
Oh, damn. Wait, okay. If you were going to use it, what was going to happen?
I would have told my husband, you have to suck on the entire thing.
Okay, let's delve right into that.
The succulation.
So sexually, what do you like done to your clit?
I really love and enjoy getting head, so mm-hmm. I would always tell, well, he knows now because you've been together for like 15 years, mm-hmm. that you suffer the entire thing.
Wow.
For sure. Wow. I like to put vibrators on it when I'm on top of him or when he's hitting it from the back as well.
Wow.
That's fun. What kind of vibrator?
Vibrators is something I just started using like three years ago. Actually, after I got married, I got some as gifts.
Wow, people were giving you vibrators as gifts?
That's fucking awesome.
As wedding gifts?
I did get some for my bridesmaids.
Wow. Oh, those are good friends.
That's nice.
Can you recommend, like, a brand?
You know, I just got this new one from Adam and Eve. I think the brand is California.
Such a funny name for a brand.
It's Adam and Eve's California.
It has three bullets attached to it.
Whoa.
So you can imagine. You could imagine the intensity.
I have a question now. So now that you use vibrators, because you weren't using it for like most of your life, can you stimulate your clit without a vibrator? Can you just like do some hand on clit action? and still haven't feel good, or you like need vibrators now?
I feel like you can use the fingers, not the worst, but the vibrators change everything.
Wow.
It literally has changed. I feel like I can't even have sex without it.
Wow. Vibrators are like a drug, it sounds like.
Yeah, but it brings you to another level.
It brings a more intense orgasm, in my opinion.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I can't say that for everyone, but for me, it really changed everything.
It changed the whole fucking game.
If you had to, like, rate the level of intensity before vibrator and then after vibrator, like, what was it before, what was it after?
Honestly, it goes from 0 to 100. I don't
wow.
That's what that song was about. 0 to 100, nigga, real quick.
Or nothing at all. Like, I just put it all the way up.
That's what that song is about. Nothing can stop putting it all the way. You have anything else to add about your clit?
You know, it's awesome. You know, take care of it, ladies. You know, use coconut oil on it.
Let's talk about that. What are the benefits of using coconut oil on your clit?
Well, this is me. I literally just started waxing for the first time. Like about a month now. Two months. We do it every month. So I get Brazilian waxes now. Mm-hmm. And they say to exfoliate every day. So like you could, they have these exfoliating gloves that you can buy. So use that. And you could even use a sugar scrub.
Oh, I've heard of sugar scrubs.
And use some good oil. You know, coconut oil these days are really good. Uh-huh. So I rub that after I shower. After I shower on it to keep the ingrown hairs and just to keep the silky smooth. And it also smells great. So it's never an excuse as to why you can't eat my box tonight.
Smells like coconuts, nigga.
That's really amazing.
What the fuck is you doing? What the fuck is you saying?
Do you find that you're... It's just like a win-win-win-win.
I feel like Flava is going to go get some head. Like
right now, right?
Right after I get my wax, I already say, hey, I'm going to get that wax, so prepare your mouth later.
Wow, it's like a thing. It's like, oh, I'm getting a wax today.
Yeah.
That's
fun.
All right, so we've got Victoria on the line.
Welcome.
Hey, girl.
Hi, guys.
How's your clit doing today, Victoria?
It is doing pretty well, I guess.
Okay.
Yes.
Is it ever not doing well?
No, it's always pretty good.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
That's good.
That's the part of me that does not give me any problems.
That's awesome.
That's fantastic.
So your clit has been generally okay
your whole life.
That's whole good. Life, yeah.
Nice.
So about your whole life, when did you first discover the girl named Clitosaurus Rex?
I'm actually not sure, but I would assume when I started masturbating. Like, Shanika, I used to hump things.
Yeah.
Wow. That camp of people. Weirdos. <So, laughs>
Hump everything.
Wait, and so when did that start?
That's a good question.
From jump.
Basically, just out of the womb. I would say I may have discovered it like around 8, but didn't start actively doing it until like 12, 13-ish.
Okay. And was it just like a mistake where you were just like, oh, that feels good?
I felt like it was deliberate.
Oh, damn.
I felt like it was deliberate.
Someone just told you, like, this is the place where I need to go.
Yeah.
And so how much attention do you give to your clit nowadays, that you're a grown-ass woman?
Not much.
Oh.
Only because orgasms from clitoral stimulation kind of are shallow for me.
Wow.
Interesting. So
the basic bitch orgasm.
Oh, no.
It's huge levels to this, and it really is shallow. So,
how does it feel?
How does a clitoral orgasm feel versus a like penetrative orgasm?
Yeah.
How can I describe it? So, penetrative orgasm feels like, I only describe it as like, you know when you shake up a soda and then it like fizzes up and then it pops?
Yes.
It's like that. And then it pops and it, like the feeling shoots from like the bottom of my feet up to like the top of my scalp and then like back down to my feet.
Wow.
Amazing.
Right? It's very, and you, it's like your whole body from like your fingertips to like the tip of your toes like vibrate, like it's magical.
And a clitoral orgasm is what, like a sneeze?
It's like you have that shaking up of the soda and it pops, but it stays in like the pelvic region.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's like 1/10 of it. It's not that fascinating.
That was a beautiful description.
That was a great description.
Yeah, I saw it. You said
fucking poetic.
Yeah, no, I saw it.
I was just imagining a Sprite bottle in my head the whole time.
Yeah, me too. And then I was seeing my bed as well. But that's it. Nice. Okay.
So when you masturbate, you're like, hey girl, but you don't really fuck with her.
I mean, no. When I masturbate, it's only clitoral because I can't. There's not enough force to give myself that penetrative action. Like
I see.
It's only clitoral, and it's I do it only in times of severe need when I cannot find a partner.
Wow. So you quite literally need dick in your life.
I do.
Wow.
I really do.
Wow. And so when you're with a partner, do you ask them to focus on your clit, or if they don't, you're just like, well, whatever.
If they don't, yeah, it's whatever, because I'm still getting what I need vaginally. But the best ones are a combination of both.
Yeah, when there's no clit play, I definitely feel some type of
it's
way.
It's different. It feels kind of empty.
Nigga doing? He doesn't. Yeah. He doesn't know what's going
on. Like you
on
don't
here.
Care
yeah,
about
exactly.
me.
Exactly right.
What positions do you find are best for like penetrative and clit play?
To get the both simultaneously.
Yeah.
Missionary, of course.
Okay.
Missionary, of course, because his pelvis somehow, I'm short, yeah. I'm a tiny person, so the way we line up, and usually everybody's taller than me, so the way we line up, somehow his pelvis will rub against my clit, so that's fine.
Oh, that's kind of perfect.
In other positions, I guess I would have to do it manually, or he would have to do it manually.
Okay. I think, like, girl on top is also very good for that.
You're
rubbing
your
that.
Clit up against.
Interesting. I guess it depends on the direction you're going.
Maybe it's just, like, where your clit is. Maybe there's just a lot of factors. We all have different bodies, guys.
Yeah. And then dicks come in different shapes and sizes.
My personal favorite for that is face down, ass up.
Face? Mm-hmm. Like doggy style?
Yes.
Okay.
I want it to be colorful with my language. But yeah, you can give yourself the old reach around, or he can give you the reach around.
Yes,
are you reaching around definitely. If it's you reaching for
yes.
yourself?
Because
yes.
I put the arm on the opposite side of my body.
How would you describe your clit?
It
physically.
Looks like it's like a Hershey Kiss shape.
Aww.
I don't know if you turn it upside. It's an upside down Hershey Kiss shape. Yes, that's what it is.
I can see that.
All I see is a Hershey Kiss
next to someone's vagina. I'm like, wow, it's beautiful.
Conceptually, I love it.
It doesn't do anything special. It doesn't poke out. Mm-hmm. It's just there sometimes.
Okay. Have you observed other people's clits before?
In person? I don't think so. Maybe in porn.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So I was going to be like, have you ever seen a clit? And you're like, wow.
That's like
very
that.
Different from my clit.
I've seen labias that are very different from mine in person, but I feel like for some people you have to like really be all up in their stuff.
Yeah,
you to find their clit, and I've never been that close to someone else.
Yeah, you're right.
You're like going a trip to their vag specifically.
Yeah,
to see
you gotta inspect it.
Yeah,
you gotta become a gyno real quick.
If your clit had a personality, how would you describe it?
It would be like the wallflower, that girl that just sits at the party on the wall, very, not nerdy, I guess, but very quiet. Like, she may have a little, another side to her in there. She finds the right person or someone brings it out, but besides that, plain old Jane, she's chilling.
There's some beautiful
Yeah, right?
For like, no reason.
She was a plain Jane wallflower.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Anything else you would like to add?
One thing I've learned from my discussions with my friends are that some people need clitoral stimulation to get off, and some people don't. James Smith is one of those. And I've never realized that. And in dealing with guys, there's actual like memes on like Facebook and social media that it'll have like a description of like right there, like pointing to the clitoris. And for me, that's not the case. Like, please do not give it that much attention. Mm. It will get sore very quickly. I might punch you. I'm not into it. Like, yeah. I need stimulation in all areas.
So
that's education that people know, that people are different. People need to know people are different, and clitoral stimulation may be, you know, the best thing for Shaquita over there, and it might not be for Veronica. Like, it's not a one stop trick.
Very true. You shouldn't go into a situation assuming you know what one clit likes.
Yeah.
You should definitely ask. You should do like a clit survey.
You have to come with like a bag of clit.
To every clit in the whole entire world.
Yes.
Yeah. You need like a bag of clit tricks.
Yeah.
And then you pull out the specific one that you need once you talk about it.
You gotta be a clit Kimon master.
Yeah.
Like a Pokemon master?
Yeah.
Nice.
Various clits. In your Pokeballs. Nice. We can end it.
Yeah. So now we've got Delta!
Delta!
Woo!
Hi, girls, and everyone there.
Just a little backstory.
People listening, how y'all doing?
Oh,
we good.
Delta has been, she's like the reason for so much of our success. Mm-hmm. Just putting out there, we love this woman. So if you guys like us.
I love you guys. I love you. Y'all know, like, I'm like one of your biggest fans, and I support you guys, like, all the time. Whenever I can, I'm just like, what you need, I got you.
Yeah.
You're the best.
You do hold it down. Thank you so much.
I try. I'm a down-ass bitch.
Speaking of down-ass bitches, how's your clit doing today? Yeah. I apologize if your clit does not want to be referred to as a down-ass bitch.
I mean, it might. it's pretty good.
Good.
It's healthy.
Okay. And so, when did you discover your clit?
I think it was about, like, four years old, like, because it's not unknown, like, scientifically that kids don't, like, masturbate themselves.
Yeah.
They're learning about their bodies, and, like, it's a comfort thing as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's around the time, like, I was like, oh, that's the thing. That feels nice when I did that. Cool.
Yeah, just accidentally rub up against, and you're like, this is amazing.
Oh, my God. My boyfriend's mom has a picture of, someone, her daughter, it's a relative.
Someone I know.
It's a baby picture of her daughter, like, touching herself as, like, a very young kid.
Wow.
Just, like, clearly pleasuring
herself.
Yeah,
like, as I said, a lot of, like, babies do it to themselves, like, when they start discovering and, like, can, like, have better motor skills.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
I know a bunch of little kids that just keep their hands in their fucking diapers. I'm like, I know what y'all doing.
How'd you learn how to write so fast, Timmy? Masturbate all day, every day, Tim.
Exactly. Got my wrist muscles all together.
That's
cool.
So at a young age, you discovered your clit. Have you guys been hand-in-hand sync since? Is that your best friend, or do you kind of, like, not pay so much attention to your clitoris nowadays?
No, I pay a lot of attention to it, and,
okay.
Like, I'm the only person that can, like, make myself, like, instantaneously orgasm. I can do, like, three things, and I'm like, oh, okay, that was, like, 10 seconds, cool.
Me too! What are those three things?
Oh, my God.
I want to know what they are. Like, if you want to make yourself come as quickly as possible, what do you do?
Like my clit's under the hood, so like I usually just play over the hood over real quick, like a little, because you know how guys when they jerk off, like it's like a right-handed left-handed thing.
Mm-hmm.
I notice it if I like go on the like I'm right-handed, so it usually like lays to the side a little bit, like when I masturbate. So if I like flip it over and like rub on the left side, I'm like, oh, that's the trick, there we go, magic.
Wow. Tell us about the clitoral hood, because, you know, I always heard about that. I don't know what the fuck it means.
Maybe I don't
this
have
Samantha
one.
Samantha holding hosting well, a sex podcast. I have no
I
idea
don't
what
know
the clitoral
my clit like
is.
That. Yeah.
Okay. It's. I think it's called the prepuce or something.
Okay.
Or some weird. Yeah. But some women's clits are exposed, and you can like see the whole little nub. Like if you look at like, I can pull my like whole vulva up, and like you can see like a little peak of the actual clitoris gland under the hood. Mm-hmm. But some women have like a fold of skin that covers it.
Ah, and you can literally like right at the peak of the vulva.
Yeah. So if like I pull up, like if I press like hold my mound and like pull it up and like pull up my whole vulva, and like you can just like see the pink, but everything else is like my skin color.
Wow.
But I know, like, I know and been with women that, like, theirs is exposed. So.
Yeah. I think that's
I'm
me.
I'm pretty sure mine is exposed.
Yeah. But,
okay, like,
in about 2 minutes, I'm going to go. I'm going to excuse myself. No,
go look again.
Yeah, because I, like.
Yeah, like basically, like, you know how, like, the inner buds of rose petal is, like, the very inner ones are?
Yes.
Like, that's. Yeah, that little, like, that's kind of what my clit looks like.
I see.
A little, and again, like, peel a little petals back to see it a little bit, but I don't, yeah, it's just, I'm very particular about
what
it's done to her.
Okay. So are you the only person who you even allow to stimulate your clit? Or trusted partners? Okay, you just know it best, which makes sense.
No, I allow other people to.
Okay.
That's actually how I have most orgasms. I can have, like, vaginal ones, but clitoral, like, does it for me.
Okay. Can you explain the feeling of a clitoral orgasm versus a vaginal orgasm for you?
For me, clitoral is, like, a whole, like, body experience.
Uh-huh.
Well, like, vaginal, like, it's hard because I guess there's something in there, so, like, the contractions aren't as intense.
Interesting.
That's so amazing.
That's, like, what it is for me.
Our last caller just said the exact opposite of what you said.
Yeah, she loves penetrative and clitoral. She's like, yeah, I can live without it.
Like, and it's like, I don't know if it's because, like, so I was diagnosed with Sjogren's syndrome, and that's basically it attacks your mucous membrane. So I have dry eyes, dry mouth, and occasionally, like, vaginal dryness, because that's clearly, like, a secretion.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes if I'm not lubed up, like, sex and, like, penetration is not it, like, no, it's
painful,
it hurts, and I'm just like, I'm not with it.
Makes sense. The clit is always down. Yeah. The ride or die.
Exactly. She is the ride or die.
That's for all my 8,000 wonderful nerves.
Exactly.
Are, and they're like, hey, pay attention to me. Yeah. How you doing?
Yeah. So, speaking of those 8,000 nerves, are there times where partners get a little too intense on the clit?
Oh, yeah. And I'm very raw. I'm like, don't do that.
Yeah, at a certain point, just...
Yeah, like, I don't like, some people like a little, like, scratching with the teeth. I'm like, I'm not with that. I don't like pointy tongues, like, their flat tongue, like, you know, like...
Yeah.
Some people, when they lick, like, they use, like, the very tip, and it's, like, very pointy.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. It lifts up the hood, and I don't like direct stimulation on my clitoris. I don't like my, like, that's why I always, like, play over the hood. I don't like the clitoris actually touches too... Like, it hurts a little bit. It was, like, way too intense. Flat tongue is amazing. Sucking on my clit is, like, yes.
It's a perfect description. It's good. I understand.
I don't even like that, but I was like, yes.
Yeah, I'm
happy for you.
So...
Yeah. Kisses are nice as well, but yeah,
kisses are nice.
I love those.
No pointing. Also, I don't like my clit to be touched over my underwear.
Oh, I love that.
It feels good, I guess, like, because, like,
a little scratchy.
As I get aroused, of course, it swells up, and I guess it does peek out a little bit, and then, like, it's, like, touching the fabric, and the fabric's dry, and it, like,
yeah.
Like that.
Oh, it's irritating.
Yeah. It can be uncomfortable after a while.
Okay. So you're a dom, and you described yourself as a masochist once, right? Am I wrong about that?
No, sadist.
Sadist. I'm sorry. Okay. So have you done any like pain play with someone else's clitoris?
The people I play with don't actually like that, and like I would never harm the beautiful flower. Like that's not in like how I play.
Mm-hmm.
But okay. I know people that like that, like. Slapping it, like having it, like hit with flogs, and like, I've done clothespins on like labias and stuff,
Okay.
But never like clit torture, or, like anything like that.
Okay,
so even if one of your subs asks you, it's no harming the beautiful flower.
if they asked and that's what they wanted, like, knowing that they wanted it and I'm being their dom, I would basically deny them. Like, why would I give you what you want?
Oh, I see.
That's great. That's great.
I just, like, I would never harm the beautiful flower. It sounds like a religion.
Yeah, it does. It's like the queen mother. No, we don't treat her like that.
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta take care. You gotta be nice to it.
Yeah.
Do you have anything that you want to impart to the listeners about your clitoris or their clitorises?
Just be gentle with it. Mm-hmm. Like, take care of it. Like, when you're washing, there's no need to, like, scrub, because then, like, you can do some damage.
Some micro-tearing.
Also, if you're vibing, careful, too, because, like, I went a little too crazy once. Like, I have one that has, like, 6 settings, and, like, it was, like, the highest fee, and, like, after a while, I was like, oh, I don't feel anything right quick, so, like, I shocked myself.
Oh, no.
So, oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Like, it wasn't, like, a shock, but I went numb because, like, it was just, like, too intense. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Now I don't have a clit.
Exactly.
How long did it take for feeling to regain?
It regained, but then it was just, like, very, very sensitive. Like, don't fucking touch me. Don't walk. Don't sit. Like, you know? Oof.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So, yeah, just
you gotta pace yourself. Chill
out on the vibes, people. Chill out on the
vibes. Not good vibes. Bad vibes.
Bad vibes.
Exactly. Yes, please touch yourself. Self-love is, like, the best love.
Yay.
And, like, if you don't self-love, you can't tell somebody else how to, like, work with it, you know?
So true.
Try things out. Touch, explore. Oh, I've heard that if you buy a clean makeup brush, and, yeah, that's a thing, and it feels amazing.
Okay, so I'm going to Ricky's after this episode.
either have yourself or your partner just, like, lightly tickle it with the brush, and it's a thing. It's, like, it's intense.
I'll try that.
I'll come back with a review.
Yeah.
Yes. Tell me what you think. Yeah. I was like, oh, this is a thing.
Now we've got Danica. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, how is your clit doing today?
It is really well. It is really comfortable. I am not actually wearing panties right now, so it's just chilling. Yeah.
Do you find, so are you, do you generally go commando or
no? On occasion, yeah. Sometimes, usually when I'm wearing pants, because panties rate up a lot.
Yeah.
Like a lot.
Thank you.
And how does that impact your clit?
So my pants get really tight and they rate up, and like, especially around like, I don't know what you call that part. Like, there's, like, the lining that, like, gets in the way and sometimes, like, fucks around with it. And, like, yeah, it rides up. I get frontal wedgie a lot.
I hate those.
I have a very interesting anecdote about this. So that's, like, the seam of your pants. I used to masturbate with the seam of my pants.
You know?
Like, that clitoral stimulation was actually golden for me. You and I are not the same.
I would wear pants, and then, like, I'd come home, and then, like, I'd masturbate, or, like, I'd try to, like, have, like, sex with, like, a partner, and then, like, it would be, like, overstimulated. I'm glad it was a much more positive experience for you.
Thank you.
I'm glad it worked out.
So, in terms of talking about masturbation, what do you like to do when you masturbate with your clitoris? That's a terribly asked question.
Yeah, you, like, went right in. But that's, like, kind of what I just, like, go right in. I just, like, flick my finger on it. I also just, like, recently, I don't know, it's, like, weird. I just recently learned how to, like, use my finger on my clit. Like, I had, like, growing up, like, I just, like, had the worst sex education. It's, like, I'm sure, like, a lot of people have.
Yeah.
And, like, would, like, use a blanket and, like, rub in that general area, and I'd be like, where the fuck am I, like, feeling this? Like, I don't understand. And then, like, until, like, very recently, I just, like, was just, like, messing around down there, and, yeah.
And it's been,
like, it hasn't even, like, legit been a year since I've started doing
that.
Wow. It's a really new
discovery.
It's
a very recent discovery.
Huh. Can you describe, like, the action specifically?
Cool. It's just like quick, like flickering with a finger, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, that's all you need in the beginning, you know? Like when you first discover that your clit can be stimulated, you don't need much.
No.
And then if you, I feel like if you don't do much to it over time, you never need much. Because I can just be like, poop, poop, poop. And I'll come.
That's so funny.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, no, I'm ruined. I started off humping things.
I started off humping rocks. Now I can only hump buildings.
It's my tragic life. So we were talking earlier about like pants as like either, you know, being stimulation. Like, mm-hmm. are there other things that would just like stimulate you on like the day to day? Like whenever I rode a bike, it was a time. God.
See, this is. I wish I had pants that would stimulate me. I also wish I like knew how to ride a bike, and I don't.
Oh, I figured it would.
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah, it does. But it can get to be too much because I mean, it's like if I'm trying. I used to go on long bike rides
through the summer. Me time.
I'm going out for my fitness right now. God, childhood. My poor parents, if they knew. They left, I'd hump everything, I'd leave and go hump everything. Let's see. Where do we take this?
We can do clit looks.
Oh, yeah. What's your clit look like?
Oh, it is really cute, I have to say. I also, my pussy is like, I call it my garden. I have no shame. It is like my little garden. It just like, it's like a little brown flower nub thing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, it's like a little flower bud, a little brown flower bud.
Oh,
beautiful.
There you go.
That is very beautiful.
A very nice description.
Have you ever taken like clit nudes just for yourself?
Oh my god, no. I have taken videos of me playing with my clit though before.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know if I've ever done that.
Definitely.
Maybe I did, but then deleted immediately. I just have no record. Zero record.
I really hope, like, I really hope my shit's not on iCloud or anything like that.
But I can
only hope and pray.
Yeah. But there's probably tons of clits on iCloud, you know? Like, who can distinguish?
Yeah. Your clit, my clit.
My clit, too, is on iCloud. This is also a brown nub, so.
You can do, like, a mix and match, like, those, like, you know, like, mix and match, like, card games.
That's so funny.
That's a really good idea.
It's, like, a really great party card game. Yeah. Everyone, go take a picture of your clit. I'll print it out onto these cards, and then we'll see which is which.
That is really funny. Oh, my God. That's a great idea.
Do you have anything you want people to know about your clit? Or, about clits in general?
I mean, they're beautiful things. They are like hidden little gems. And I did not discover mine technically until like maybe 6 months ago. But it is a very special gem when you discover it. That's all I have to say.
All right.
It took me a little while.
Love that. So we got Kazooie on the train.
Kazooie
on the train. All right. So,
it's like Baba Booey.
Baba Booey. Kazooie's clit. Kazooie. All right, so you're on the train. How's your clit doing on that train?
Sorry, I kind of have to pee, so it's, like, actually tingly, but whatever.
Oh. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to hear that. Do you find yourself having a lot of days with your clit, or is it mostly, like, smooth sailing?
Oh, no, it's mostly great.
That's
mostly
cool.
Just, you know, it's a cool thing.
It's a nice thing to have. How much attention would you say that you normally give to your clit?
I give it a lot of attention, actually. Mm-hmm. I would say if I'm talking about like my sex play or just like having sex at all, mm-hmm. I would say I give it a good 60% of my attention when I am not focusing on my partner.
Okay, so you mean like when you're alone?
When you're not,
I understand what you're trying to say now.
Yes.
I was like, partner? People focus on their partners during sex?
No,
I'm just kidding. What? So would you say that you prefer clit stimulation over vaginal stimulation?
I've kind of struggled with that because, yes, but, like, when I'm actually having sex or penetration, it's, like, so much better to have both than it is to just have
one.
Okay.
Yeah, so ideally...
The combo is the key.
The combo
is the sweet spot.
So you're, you're engaged, right?
I am.
Okay, and... How well does your betrothed, I fucked that word up, how well does your, like, fiancé know your clit? Do you have, like, a routine, or anything?
A routine. Yeah, we kind of do have a routine, but it doesn't really have to do with my clit, actually. It's, like, so weird, though. Like, he always, almost always, like, plays with me from, like, laying behind me or something like that. But... No, we didn't always focus on that.
Okay. Do you have a specific, like, is there a specific action that your partner does to your clit that you like the most?
Oh, man. I think when it's, like, oral or something, I think he does, like, the best job.
Okay.
So great.
What is, his, like, oral go-to? Like, what's the best trick that he has up his sleeve?
Oh, man. I don't know. Gosh, he has a lot.
Ooh. You can name a few.
This is why you're engaged.
Yeah, you can give us a few.
This is the sole reason. He just stuck that spot and that was it.
You gotta get got married.
Got the ring right there. I know. I guess he, like, kind of, like, flattens his tongue a little bit, like, against my clit. Or he'll, like, suck on it. And it's, like, really great. While he's, like, penetrating me with, like, his finger or something. That's always fun.
That's some of the best. I love being fingered while getting head. That's like
excellent. Sheikah's eyes just rolled to the back of her head. They're still back there. I personally think, just to talk about myself, even though we've got someone on the phone, I love when I'm like in doggy style position where I'm just bent over and someone licks my pussy from the back.
That's amazing.
Why is that so good?
God,
yes. Why is that
it's
so
because
good?
Because all the nerve endings are back there.
Ah.
They're at the front, like the entrance. You know?
Fucking beautiful.
It is better than if I'm just laying down.
Yeah.
I have no fucking clue.
It's one of the
Maybe
best.
Maybe that as well. Yeah. It's ideal.
Lick my pussy from the back.
Please.
And so we had a caller before who was like, she knows her clit so well she can just do 1, 2, and 3. Actually, we had two callers who were just like 1, 2, and 3, and she comes. Would you say you know your clit that well, or... Does it take you, like, a little more time?
It takes me, like, longer for me to get, like, that turned on. Because the thing is, I feel like I could definitely orgasm, like, easier. But if I really want it to be really, really good, then I give myself more time and, like, work at it a little more.
Ah, kind of the build-up.
Okay.
Yeah. That build-up, yeah.
I feel that.
It's worth it in the end.
Yeah,
it is. It's a good cum.
It's worth it for the cum. Minute for the cum.
Speaking of cum, I don't think we asked this. Do you feel a difference in clitoral orgasms versus vaginal orgasms?
Yes, definitely. I have to say I like clitoral better, even though when I orgasm, I have penetration as well as clitoral. So, like, together, it's, like, really fun and really great. But even so, like... Like, having a vaginal orgasm, like, even without, like, my clit being touched or whatever, just nothing really stimulated there, it's great, but it's just not the same. Like, for some reason, if I have a clitoral orgasm, I, like, squeeze, like, my body, like, squeezes more. So, I feel like that feeling, to me, is, like, the best feeling. Just, like, just feel like, it's weird. This sounds so weird, but I feel like my own skin, and it, like, feels nice. It's like, oh, that's nice.
That's orgasm. Wow.
That's great.
Just really, really great feelings that you can't describe.
Exactly.
Orgasms are magical.
Yeah. I think it's just so interesting that people can have two totally different types of orgasms.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to have a nipple one next. I hear that you can.
You can!
Come from just your nipples.
Yeah.
I feel like I have to work towards that, though.
You gotta be real, real, real turned on.
Gotta be real good.
Yeah. Real happy.
Real happy.
How would you describe your clit visually?
Oh, visually, I feel like it looks like a nub, but like an elephant trunk, but like really shrunken, like a nub.
Shrunken elephant.
Or like a little anteater. Like it's just like it's like a little. I don't know.
Those are good descriptions.
Those are amazing descriptions.
The fact that they're both animals, I like that. It makes it fun.
anything that you want the world to know about your clit?
Or clits in general.
Yeah.
Or clits in general.
Yeah.
Well, research where they are, people, first of all. And don't give up. If you're like, oh, this is weird, maybe at first, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you gotta keep going, maybe mm-hmm. another time, and practice. Practice makes perfect.
That's totally lube. True. Yeah.
Lube is great.
Yeah.
And vibrators are your best friend, and you can get them for really cheap, like, I don't know, like a Spencer's or something.
Okay.
I need a cheap vibrator.
Mm-hmm.
Vibrators on that clit, man. Like, make it happy. Make it sing. Like, imagine that it's singing.
Good vibes. Like,
give it the good vibes. Exactly.
Good that's vibrations.
That's what that song is about. Clits.
Thank you.
No, I don't actually know.
It is
maybe.
Now.
It should be. Let's just assume that it is.
Okay. All right, so now we've got Queen and Jay.
From the podcast, hey! Tea with Queen and Jay.
Yes.
Check them out.
Fellow hoes.
Yeah.
Clitorises.
Exactly. I'd like to begin with your clit origin stories. When did you both first become, like, aware of your clitorises?
Do you want to go?
This is Queen. To be honest, I don't know. I just always... my clit. Like, I don't remember when we were introduced. She just was always there. I do remember the first time that, one time I was with a man and he, like, gave me an amazing head. Mm, and he, yes. like, sucked my clit so much that it was, like, poking out. It was, like,
wow.
out.
Wow.
So, wow.
It was, like, mm-hmm. out for a while. And that was the first time I, like, was like, hey, every day, hey.
Wow. That was some good ass head.
I just kind of just always knew. I don't even know.
I feel like I became aware of my clitoris early. I don't know when, but it's, I don't know. I was a kid, somewhere between the ages of like seven, maybe a little bit younger, but. I was just aware of, like, sensation being out there and around there, and I kind of knew I had a little teddy bear.
Yes.
That was, like,
yes.
the whole teddy bear, the little mm-hmm. hump bear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we've all had one.
Very aware of, like, my clitoris, and then the rest of the outside. At that now, it's just a dead fucking tissue. But back when I was younger, it was, like, everything was, like, alive.
Now it's just a clit in a barren wasteland.
Oh, no.
That's so sad. Okay, so. So, skipping forward to today. So, Jay, you don't spend too much time stimulating things outside of your clit?
I do, mm-hmm. but I feel. It took me a long time. I was always one of those women when I first became sexually active that my clitoris is really where the primary. Part of my orgasm was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I would hear other girls or women talking about their sexual experiences, I'm like, and like getting off from like penetration, I'm like, this is all you, like, and no one is talking about the clitoris. No one is, I'm like, this is weird to me.
That's how
very
I felt
strange.
Well.
Mm-hmm. So it took me a while to be able to like have it, what do they call that orgasm? I guess a penetration orgasm? What
yeah, or like a vaginal orgasm.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. Vaginal. Yes, the vagina. Right.
No, it's all about the clit.
Yeah, but, right, so it took me a while to be able to have a vaginal orgasm, but it was always, always very clit-centered, clit-focused. There is other, like, if someone is performing oral sex, I like everything to kind of be stimulated down there, but mm-hmm. my clit is, like, a very big deal.
Okay. And how about you, Queen?
My clitoris is very, very, very sensitive to the point where sometimes it's scary. It scares me. It's scary. Sometimes for me, like, the way that the sensation on my clit could, like, take over my whole body. So sometimes I get a little afraid. So I love clit stimulation, but I don't know, not everyone can. I don't allow everyone to stimulate my clitoris. Like, it's just, I don't know. me a lot of the time, but vaginal penetration, you know, vaginal orgasms, like, happens, like, all the time, but as far as, like, clitoral orgasms,
might get too crazy. Okay.
Yeah, this is a lot. It's intense for me, and a lot of men, like, when I was young, when I first started having sex, and I would have clitoris orgasms, I would freak men out, because it was like, the fuck is happening? You know,
she's possessed.
I thought that was supposed to happen, like something's wrong, like what the fuck am I doing? So I wouldn't do that as much clitoral stimulation a lot with men, but now as a woman, like, it is what it is, but it's still like a different space.
I need a description of, like, what happens when you have, like, an intense clitoral orgasm. Like you said, it takes over your whole body.
Her skin peels.
Yeah, like,
I can't stop shaking. Like, I can't stop shaking. Sometimes I lose feelings in my hands. My eyes get watery. Like, it's just a lot that goes on in my whole body when I have really good clitoral orgasm. My eyes get watery. Yeah, my eyes get watery.
This sounds like a great idea for, like, a horror film.
Yeah, it does.
Like, someone who gets off in, like, a crazy way and they just become, like, a werewolf or a vampire or something.
When
like
they
that.
Get clitoral stimulation.
Yeah. It's a lot. It's a lot. Like, I'm sure I could not be having sex anymore and I'm still, like, have convulsions. It's a lot.
Wow. I got that. I mean, my eyes are not watering. My palms don't.
My hands get numb. Sometimes I don't step on my lips.
A gross spot.
Yeah, yeah. Are you allergic to clitoral?
Just need an EpiPen right after.
Jesus.
Oh my God,
that's great.
I don't know, but yeah, it's a lot. But you know, I asked my doctor, like, "Oh, you're fine." So it's not. I don't know. It's just,
you're normal.
A lot goes on in my brain when I have.
Different strokes for different clits. Do you guys have any other like clit stimulation horror stories?
You know what? I was listening to the episode you guys did on ball, and somebody was talking about how a woman bit their balls once, and I was like, why would someone do that? But I did have a man who was giving me oral sex, and he was kind of biting my clitoris a little bit.
Wow.
And it's funny because I had the same experience where I was making a face of like wincing, like, this is odd and uncomfortable, but I guess I'll see it through. I don't know what happened.
Oh, man.
And it was like, yeah, and it was interpreted as like pleasure.
He thought it was hurting,
but it was like, this is fucking awkward. Why is this happening?
Yeah.
And then at the end of it was like, oh, I thought you were enjoying that. I was like, what? Well, because I didn't realize he was using his teeth.
He said something
about me enjoying it or him using his teeth. And I was like, you were using your teeth?
Oh, my God.
That's what that shit was.
He was just nibbling on your clit the whole time.
I can't. That's too much.
Damn.
But, yeah, that was it. Otherwise, I'm very careful and, like, always aware of, like, my clit. Even, like, with showering or anything, I don't want anything going up there. I don't want anything that should not be in that area. Everyone's hands should be clean.
Exactly.
So I go around my ass. Have you washed your hands before my clitoris?
Great question. Do you have names for your clitorises?
I don't,
but now that you say that, I like the idea of just calling her Genesia, yo. But I'm also the kind of person who, like, wants to name my daughter Genesia. It's a bomb name. That's, like, my name.
I love that name.
We were just talking about
that. I was saying
that
I would name my daughter Genesia. Yeah, no, it's beautiful.
Would it be odd if I named my clitoris Genesia?
It would not.
All right, well.
I would love it.
You just can't.
You can name your clitoris after me.
I just feel like we both can't have our clitorises being named Genesia.
No, that's
you know?
Fine. It's fine.
It's like we're both the hoes. We both have our clits are named the same thing.
We're real close.
Yeah.
That's
very close.
I think that's
all I've got.
No, but mine is named Genesia now.
Yeah, mine is Genesia as well.
Do you ladies have anything else you would like to add about your clits or just clits in general?
I want to mention that I'm
make a confession.
Oh, my
God. Sure.
Cliff actually, speaking of, talking about clitoris make me uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I don't know, every time I hear clitoris, I think of women circumcision.
Right.
I don't know why I just always go there.
You think of what? I hear that.
Female circumcision.
Oh, damn, yeah.
Ever since I was a kid, like, when I learned what that was, like, every time I hear about my, like, I'm very, like, don't want anyone fucking with my clit. Like, I remember one time I cheated on a boyfriend, mm-hmm. and he knew I cheated. I came straight home, took a shower, he knew what was happening. Mm-hmm. I get in the bed, and all of a sudden, he's like, eating my clit. And the whole time
he's
eating my clit, I'm thinking, don't put my clit on.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I don't know. Like, I just have this, like, need to feel like those people want to violate my clit, and I have to protect her, and I have to make sure,
no one fucks with my clitoris.
Like, I don't know. It's just, like, this thing that I have, I've always had, like, my whole life.
Wow.
I think that's lost me when it comes
to
oral sex. I'm not just like,
here,
eat my shit, just eat it,
because
it's just like...
you might bite it off. Yeah. No, that's a legitimate fear to have.
It sounds like you're very sensitive as well,
yeah.
So it makes tons of sense.
I'm a generally anxious person, so I thank God that I don't have that.
Very scary.
But when I think about my clitoris and like when I was first becoming sexually active, like my early, I guess my late teens, early 20s, and because I am more like require like a clitoral stimulation in order to achieve orgasm,
mm-hmm.
I think that the way that people are taught about sex or taught to have sex, I feel like there was never enough conversation about the clitoris. And so I think, yeah, when I was having sex and learning how to communicate with my sex partner, I feel like there was a lot of confusion over, like, the clitoris. Like, I remember there were a few men who had to teach, like, oh, this is, like, an important part of my body, and this needs attention, and this is how you treat it. And some of them being like, wait, what? Like, this is some sort of weird thing. So,
those are the things
those are those niggas, yes. The worst kind of nigga, I must say.
I think my clitoris helped me to be more vocal about the kind of pleasure that I wanted and about my sexual experiences and teach other people, yo, because little Genesia is a very big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Those are wise words. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Those were wise words. And thank you, great Queen, ass for bringing up female circumcision.
Because it slipped my mind.
Fucked up thing. Yeah. No, seriously, that's a fucked up thing that we shouldn't discuss.
Yeah.
The clit piercings.
Thank you, guys.
That's it for the Inner Hoe Uprising.
Hope you guys enjoyed that episode.
Hope you guys enjoy your clits.
Yeah, exactly.
Or someone else's clit.
Exactly. We'll be back next week with a more full episode.
Yeah. We're approaching the end of working on a web series that you guys are going to fucking love.
Yes, yes. So, look out for that. Yeah. We're also going to be on Negroes with a Podcast next week.
So oh, look out fuck.
But ad. So I'm Sam.
I'm Shanika.
We're Slam Power Productions. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Periscope at slam_pow, YouTube Slam Power Productions, Facebook Slam Power Productions. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at slamrid2ds, and on Facebook and Snapchat SAMANNERZ.
You can find me on Instagram at Shanika Powell, SHANIKAPOWELL, and on Snapchat as Volcano Vulva.
Please spell it. Review us on iTunes.
Yeah, tell people about us.
Yeah.
That's it, right?
Yeah.
All right, now leaving you with
little something sexy.
You said, a man is not a necessity, a man is a luxury, like dessert.
Yeah. A man is absolutely not a necessity.
Did you mean that to sound mean and bitter?
Oh, not at all. I adore dessert. I love men. I think men are the coolest. But you don't really need them to live.